Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Tommy Tucker taking the snap from center until 10 o'clock. Noel's going to join us at some point. We're talking to parish officials. And I really do want to hear from y'all. I know a lot of y'all are not used to calling in at 504-260-1870. There's only so much TV you can watch. I don't know if you spent the day playing games, if you got outside. Did you see the best or the worst in people? I had on Poydras Street somebody, you know, and I was trying to avoid the snow drifts, just taking some pictures from way down the street, just leaning on the horn, not a little beep beep or anything like that, and cursed me out as they drove by, and it was a Texas plate. I don't mean to paint everybody with the same brush. I don't, but I did find that kind of strange. But tell me how you spent the day. What did you see people doing? Did you see the best or the worst in people? And ideally, would you want to see this again? Because I liked it. But after a couple of hours, I had enough of it. I think maybe like the snowfall we had on Christmas Day 2004, that would be more to my liking. But I know a lot of people did get out and have some fun. The only other problem I had was that it would seem like it was almost too cold to get out and have some fun while this was going on. But also, I'd like to hear from you at 504-260-1870. Fran Phoenix joins us now, communications strategist with CLECO. How you doing, Fran?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. What did you spend your day doing today?
I've been doing interviews and getting updates and checking our outage map to give updates on the winter storm. So I've been working all day and trying to stay warm.
Did you have kids at home? They get out and play in it? Did you get some pictures from anybody?
My son, he's in high school. He's in 10th grade. So he did. He got out there and took some pictures, but I'm too old to play in the snow.
Oh, you're never too old to play in the snow, Fran. Come on. Although I got to tell you.
It was so pretty, though. It was pretty watching it.
And walking around.
It is cold.
It is
cold.
Walking around taking some pictures, I thought, you know what? This would be fun to play in for about 3 minutes. So maybe, I guess, when you're a kid, you look at it differently. Tell me about power outages with CLECO.
So right now, that's what I was doing before I connected with you. Our system at this time, we had earlier today at peak, the most outages we've had, I guess, since this event was 1,500, but we're down significantly. That number has come down to 237 customers in St. Tammany, 235. Mm-hmm. So our whole system, we have 660 outages, and of those, 235 are in St. Tammany. The other 400 or so are in Evangeline Parish. So those southern parishes, that's where we're seeing the weather-related outages. But our crews are working. They've been responding to outages all day, and they will continue to work around the clock as long as it's safe, you know, taking into account visibility, the road conditions, and the wind. So, you know, we have to make safety a priority, but of course we're going to work to get those customers restored as soon as possible.
What is it that caused the outage? Do you know? And that brings me to people driving around. And I heard somebody mention this earlier, maybe you, I don't know, but that the other problem with people driving around is you're liable to run a utility pole, and not only is that dangerous to you, but you might knock out power to people that are minding their own business doing what they're supposed to be doing, and all of a sudden they don't have power because you decide to go drive around.
Exactly. Not adhering to the direction of the authorities telling us to stay home. Hitting a pole can definitely cause an outage. But for the outages that we're seeing right now, specifically in St. Tammany, they're weather related. What's happening, you know, you have the accumulation of the ice or the snow that can cause the trees to become heavy. Mm-hmm. They break and fall onto power lines, and then that's what causes an outage. And, of course, you have crews that are driving there that physically have to go and inspect this outage and repair it. They are not able to move as quickly as they would during normal conditions because of the road. I've gotten alerts today where the authorities have stressed the importance of staying off the road because they are constantly having to respond to car accidents. You know, we don't know how to drive in icy conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to be very careful.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about, you know, Clico serves an area almost all the way up, I guess, to maybe two-thirds of the state. I guess there's some experience there when it comes to dealing with this kind of stuff and knowledge that's shared with the workers from North Louisiana and now to Southeast and Southwest?
Yes, for sure. We serve about 300,000 customers. We have about 100,000 customers on the North Shore in your area. Mm-hmm. But we go all the way up north to Sabine and Parrish, and then we serve Manny and Mansfield. But those areas didn't get these conditions.
Right.
This is really more central. It's Acadiana, that southern area, and then, of course, the North Shore. For us, it looks like the Acadiana and the North Shore, they got the brunt of the snow. And what's, you know, we need to be careful of or mindful of are the temperatures, because they're predicted or forecasted to be even in the teens tonight. And so then, you know, that if, like, the sun came out today here where I am, but then that starts to melt and it becomes ice. So it's just best to stay off of the highway. We're going to get to our customers for sure, because we prepare for storms year-round. Mm-hmm. It could be a hurricane or tornado or just a weekday storm. We have to always be ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And so we keep our eyes on storms. We started monitoring this storm mid last week. And we got additional crews here, 500 additional line mechanics and vegetation contractors here to help us. They're, you know, spread out, because you don't know for sure what the end result's going to be, where the most, you have predictions and forecasts, but you don't really know who's going to be impacted the most. But as I said, we've been really blessed because 1,500 at peak today, that's what we've had, and we're down to 660. And of course, they're going to work those, you know, all night until we get those customers powered back on. But this event is not over. That's the important thing. It's not over. We're still going to be experiencing some really low temperatures. But I would say that Clico has fared really well. And part of the reason we have fared so well is because of the preparations we've made, you know, making sure that our power plants are winterized, because we've dealt with ice storms before. Mm-hmm. In 2021, you know, we had two back-to-back ice storms after multiple hurricanes, Uri and Viola. So, you know, whereas snow is not normal for us, we have had some experience with icy conditions, but it does take longer sometimes to restore power in those situations. But again, we've invested in our system, and we believe that is why we're not experiencing widespread outages right now.
So let me ask you a dumb question, Fran.
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
You know, I was hoping you would say that.
Answer it.
I was hoping you would say that. Because I'm just thinking about, you know, as I was walking around, I'm wondering if as snow.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns the ice if it's going to be a, people that know physics are going to laugh at me right now, but I'm just wondering if, so the snow is sitting on a branch, right? If it freezes, does that make it any heavier to cause a branch to break? But then I also thought, as I overthink things like I always do, well, maybe because the branch is getting colder or the branch is getting fatigued because of all the weight that's been sitting on it for longer, maybe it's more likely to break. I guess that's my long way of asking you, and you said earlier that the event is not over. What's the next shoe that you're waiting to fall on this, and what is Clico looking for? Because you talked about it. I love that phrase. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready, right?
Well, I was asked that earlier in an interview. We really believe our system is strong. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said, we prepared for storms. We do this year-round. I know it sounds like I'm just being repetitive, but it really is true. And all of our employees have a storm assignment. This is my storm assignment. It's Tuesday at almost 7, and I'm working still. And we'll work around the clock until all of our customers have power. My coworker has an interview in the morning at 5:30 a.m. So that's my storm assignment. But there's somebody out there that is making sure we have the fuel that we need. Our crews are working and responding as they normally do, taking into account the conditions, and that is, you just can't get in the vehicle and just drive. We have specialized off-road vehicles and equipment to respond to these type storms. So in terms of what we expect our system to be secure, and we don't expect customers to have
catastrophic. You help me out next time, Fran, because I'm going to need it. Okay, you owe me one, because I will need it before the night's over, I guarantee you. No, so, but you can't.
I'm sure you're doing a lot of interviews.
Yeah,
I'm
you can't control branches, though, right? Or those kind of things that could fall on power
lines? We trim our system. We trim our tree, you know, and if we do that all year round and keep up our proper maintenance and our right-of-ways, then you don't have as many problems when you have outages. Trees are the number one for Clico system. They cause more outages than anything else. Now, we do have things like animal interference, and we have people who accidentally run into our equipment, like hit a pole. Mm. But trees are the one thing that we have to battle the most. That's the challenge. But that's why we up our game when it comes to vegetation and clearing our right-of-ways. We're actually spending more money on our tree trimming right now, right as I speak. That's one of our initiatives right now, one of our projects, clearing and investing more. So when you invest more on the front end, then when storms come, you don't have as much to deal with.
You know why, Fran?
That's part of staying ready.
Because if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So are you under the impression, is Clico under the impression that the worst of this is over in terms of... Go ahead.
I can't say that emphatically. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a meteorologist, right. But I feel like based on where we are and the forecast and our preparedness, mainly because of our preparedness, that we believe our system, you know, I'm not saying we're not going to have any more outages.
Right.
You know, don't, I'm not no, saying I, there won't
nobody
be
can
any.
Say
I'm
that. Saying, you can't do that. Right. No, but I'm just saying you're not anticipating like the next step is, okay, now branches start falling or anything like that.
No, we're not. We haven't been given an update on ice, but we do believe that overnight with the low temperatures that we're going to wake up tomorrow and still have snow, okay. You know, because it's frozen. And so we do have to take extra precautions. Now, will we wake up and have, you know, more outages? I don't know. We just have to monitor the system, and we will respond as they are reported or as we find them out. So the point is, we're still going to work. We're still going to restore power. Things aren't bad on our system. We're not seeing widespread outages because we've done the work to prepare.
Yeah.
While we wait for this event to totally clear, we want our customers to be safe. Watch out for down power lines. If you do see a power line on a tree, and if you're operating a portable generator, if you are one of the 200 that are without power, if you're operating a generator, make sure it's in a well-ventilated area, not inside your garage.
Fran, you are a delightful young lady. Get out and play in that snow, all right? If not tonight, tomorrow.
I'm going to try. If I break a bone, then I can't work.
I can't predict everything. That's why, you know what?
Know.
You got to stay ready. You got to stay ready. What is it? You got to stay ready, and you don't have to get ready. Thank you, Fran.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Have a good
I
evening.
Like that you take it, my YouTube.
I love it. Thank you. I try to learn something from everybody. Let's take a break here. We'll be back. This is continuing coverage of the big snow event. 504-260-1870. Tell me your snow story. Everybody's got a story. I want to hear yours when we come back on WWL.